We're now officially out of the 4th of July holiday week, officially more than halfway through the year. So how has the economy fared so far in 2017? There have been a lot of ups and downs in the last 6 months in oil prices, jobs numbers, the stock market. Here to walk us through some of the essential data points, Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money and her podcast Better Off. And Jill, as we begin, how are we going to say the word? Is it data or data?
Whatever you want.
Okay, I'm going with data.
Do it.
What data point for you best tells the story of 2017 so far?
Well, the broadest measure of economic growth is gross domestic product, GDP. And if you look at, say, the last 50 years, we look at GDP as average around 3% a year. But in the past decade, that rate has actually dropped down to 2%. 2015 was the best year of the recovery. It was up 2.6% we grew by, but in 2009, we were contracting by 2.8%. So in the first 6 months of this year, where do we stand? Kind of 2.25%. That's sort of where we've been for 3 years. I should also mention that in terms of GDP, we are now officially in the 97th month of this expansion. It's the third longest in U.S. history. That's according to our friends at the National Bureau of Economic Research.
But what does that mean?
Well, what it means is that the economy is growing, but what it doesn't mean is it's growing fast enough for everyone. And that brings me to another point in this process, which is, you know, look at something like the labor market and you say, hey, you know, it's great. We had a good jobs report in June and millions of people are back to work. Yes, that's all well and good. And we are averaging 180,000 jobs a month this year. Also good. But wages are just not rising very fast. And there are a lot of people who are so frustrated because essentially they really haven't seen a robust enough wage gains to feel good about this recovery.
Well, especially if they're watching the stock market. And they may not be in the stock market, but in January, the Dow hit, you know, 20,000, has climbed even higher. But we know from recent history, soaring stock markets don't tell the whole story. So what does that tell us?
It tells you that corporate America is making money. And that's kind of an interesting thing because at the end of last year, from the election on, the market was rising in anticipation, saying, hey, you know what? We're going to get tax reform, infrastructure spending, regulatory reform. Isn't that all good? And that has not happened, obviously. So why is the market up this year? It has a lot to do with companies making money. Corporate profits are up. But you're right in that almost half of this country doesn't own a stock,
right,
doesn't own a mutual fund, doesn't have a retirement account. So this is great for some people, but it tells you more about what we think companies are doing rather than the economy as a whole.
Well, and critics are saying, let's connect those two dots. If corporate America is doing so well, let some of that trickle down to higher wages. But that's the debate. Finally, though, you talk about all this growth. The concern, inflation, too much growth. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen will testify before Congress this week. What can we expect?
You're not going to get a lot, but I think she's going to get some questions from lawmakers about when is the Fed going to raise rates next. It's not as if she's going to say, oh, yes, put this date in your day timer, folks, and here it is. It's data dependent. I said data. They're also going to ask her about what about all those bonds that the Fed bought during the financial crisis? How are you going to unwind them? There is going to be some slow selling and peeling off of those positions. The Federal Reserve now has over $4 trillion on its balance sheet. That's up almost four times from the before the recession. So we're going to see that. We're going to have a lot of conversation about that. And it will be in the eyes of those lawmakers, yeah, as she sits before them.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Take care.